Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm your host. I am so glad to be here today with Big Onion.
Hey.
Featuring Tony Tino on bass, Tom Seguso on percussion, and Danny Powers on guitar.
Thank you.
How did you guys come up with the name Big Onion?
I could speak to that a little bit.
Say that.
Well, it actually is sort of an old name for New York City, Big Onion, before it was the Big Apple, which was probably in the late 20s. They used to call it the Big Onion. And
I hate to think why.
So that, and then certain, it sort of fit the shape of certain appendage of a woman that we incorporated
into
it. That's
the modern interpretation now, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not even sure what that is, but I think I have to think about it. Okay. Awesome. Now, have you guys trademarked the name or copyrighted it?
No, not at all. No.
So the odds are someone else out there has it.
Yeah. Possible.
Maybe.
Okay. How long have you guys been together?
Jeez, I've been playing with Tony on and off for, it's got to be a little over 10 years now, so.
Yeah.
And that's how I met Danny, through Tony. So, together, I don't know, about 5 years.
Well, yeah, almost
longer.
Yeah, about 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know Danny?
I know Danny, actually I was doing a gig at Gataway Cafe.
Oh, really?
In Greenwich, Connecticut.
I played there.
With Gil Parents, actually.
You were doing the jam there, or a regular gig?
This is like a while ago. This is a couple of years ago.
Oh.
This must be like probably 8 years ago, almost 10 years ago. And Danny was like, I think, I don't know if he was working there or just hanging out, drinking or something like that. And he knew Gil Parents, and then he sat in on a John Cougar Mellencamp song, and like, and it sounded really good. And like, then that, we just kind of like hooked up like that, like. you know, I really dug his playing, and I guess, you know, he got along with me somehow. I don't know why, but you know, and then that's how it happened.
Well, it's interesting. So you hooked up through a cover, but you guys do all originals. Am I correct, or do you do some covers as well?
We do both. We do a lot of covers to you know, some of the clubs that we play. You know, we need to have three sets of music, so we don't have three sets of originals, so we do an awful lot of covers as well.
And this is the format you play in, or do you ever play like fully electric?
Fully electric most of the time.
Most of the time.
Okay, so this acoustic thing is just a special treat.
This is a treat for
this. This is actually for you.
For me.
For the White Plains viewing audience.
And for everybody.
Because I do a power trio, which Tony has, Tony played with me at Cafe Rio.
Yeah.
So, now I know you guys also do some more commercial gigs, more general business type gigs.
Right. Yep.
Are you guys full-time musicians? Or some, or...?
I am.
Yeah, I am.
I teach during the day and then try to play as much as I can at night.
And do you teach through a music store or through your own?
Mostly through myself, yeah.
How can people contact you?
They can find me on MySpace. Just go to MySpace and search Tom Seguso.
Okay. What about you, Tony? Do you teach as well?
Yeah, I teach a little. Not as much as, like, I mean, like 8 students a week or something like that.
And you do it through a school or through yourself?
Myself.
And how can people contact you?
They can just go to my MySpace, myspace.com, Tony Tino.
Tony Tino.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, or they can call me.
I don't think you want to give your number out.
Yeah,
Tony.
Yeah.
What about you?
I was a full-time musician for a while. I was playing a lot of solo and duo gigs, acoustic stuff, and playing with bands as well. And then I got into computers, started doing that during the day, and now this is kind of my my creative outlet, and it's also, you know, makes me some money on the weekends as well.
I'm with you. I'm a computer programmer, and I find it extremely creative, writing software. Actually, it's more like doing math problems, but I believe that music and math are intimately related.
Very much.
Awesome. So you guys have been playing around. What's your major? What are the? We can't really announce a specific date because who knows when this is going to air. I'm a little backed up, and it may air a number of times, which is awesome. So, what are the major clubs that you play at?
The Bayou. One of them, Mount Vernon.
The Bayou in Mount Vernon.
Cajun restaurant.
Right, I'm familiar with the place.
Okay.
What nights do you? What is your usual night there? Friday or Saturday, or are you?
Thursday.
Thursday. And what time does the show start there on Thursday?
It starts on time, 9:30.
9:30. Because I know on the weekends they start late there, 11 or so.
Yeah.
10:30, 11.
I know. Any gig that starts at 11. Now I don't care if you lie and say you're going to start at 10:30, and then start at 11. But if you tell me you started at 11. It's very rare that I'm going to make it out.
That's a late night.
It's I got too many distractions to get me out of, you know, to keep me. So, and also you guys mentioned you play in the city at the Bitter End.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to try to get some other clubs, right now focus on the Bitter End for the original stuff and then move around from there.
Yeah, do some stuff in Westchester or wherever.
But you guys, this is not your only group you guys play. I mean, Tony, I know you play with a bunch of other people, right?
Yeah, I freelance a lot in New York City. And,
name some of the people that you play with. Promote them. Give them a shout out.
Hey.
Well, yeah, well, they might give me a raise if I...
I doubt it, but if you don't, they might hire someone else. So who else?
I play with Craig Minnelli. He's also a songwriter with his wife, Laura Berman. And I play with, Amy Leonard. I also play with this girl, Laura Warshauer. That's actually just got signed to, was the label again? Def Jam, Island Def Jam.
Really? Yeah. A major label?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
But also I play with this other guy,
lost that game.
<Brennan Jensen. laughs> But just like various other people, some like pop rock and some like singer-songwriters, underground, kind of artists and stuff like that, under the scope, I guess.
What about you, Goose?
Thanks for remembering. I play, there's a girl locally that I play with, her name is Johanna. She's got a record coming out in the next couple of months.
She's like a single name person.
Yeah, that seems to be the
you
trend
say
these days.
Johanna. I always think of Visions of Johanna by Dylan.
I played with another girl. Her name is Lucinda, so it's all one word.
Wow.
Artists, like Madonna and Prince.
Well, they wish they were like Madonna.
Exactly. So we're working on it. But and then local bands in the area, freelancing, a bunch of different people.
You want to shout their names out?
Before they fire? Not particularly, no.
Okay. No
just
problem.
Just whoever calls,
Okay. And what about you, Danny?
I freelance with a guy named Dave Pettigrew, and I also play with Craig Benelli sometimes as well, and also playing with Sandra Lamana. She's a singer-songwriter. She does acoustic gigs up in the Danbury area.
Okay, you mean Sandra. Or was that Sandra? Right, Sandra Lamana. Okay. Awesome. So you guys came in and you're going to do a special acoustic set for us?
Yes.
Sure.
You ready to go?
Absolutely.
Sure, sure am.
I was wondering when you were going
to
pick that stick up.
Yeah, I was trying to be sly.
Okay, awesome. So tell me the name of your... We're going to do two songs. You're going to play them. I'm going to watch. What are the two songs you're going to do?
This one is a new one. It's called Backyard Ghost. And we just pretty much finished it up in the past week.
And who wrote it?
I did.
Okay. Anything you want to say about it? Any inspiration? How did it come about? Or
It came about from long nights... actually writing computer code, in like 2-3 in the morning, and then taking breaks and going out in my backyard and just kind of, drifting off, staring into the night sky and sort of kind of getting lost in the the whole openness of the sky and just how, you know, big life is and how small we seem underneath it, and getting so lost in that that, you know, I would hardly ever hear my wife calling me back into the room, you know, to
That sounds very uncommon, not hearing your wife calling. Second song that you're going to play
is called Blue Skies, and it's
never heard that one before.
yeah not like the Allman Brothers one. It's that one's about playing gigs when I first started out, getting out of the house and playing at a club over in Port Jefferson, Long Island, which is where I'm from originally. And it was open jam, open to anyone who wanted to come in, and it's just kind of the freedom about, for the first time, I found a place where I belonged in a club and could really just stay there. I pretty much stayed there till about 3:30, last call, every Thursday night. And I think it was called Across the Tracks over in Port Jefferson.
I grew up on Long Island.
Oh, you did?
Oh, man.
Anyway, hit it, boys.
All right. Ghost in the night, fading into the
great chords in that song.
Thank you.
You've got such independence of your four fingers. My pinky is basically useless. I heard it and had an operation, so it just kind of dangles there. I couldn't do all of that stuff that you're doing.
I actually wrote the song on one of those small Martin backpackers.
Oh.
And so it was very easy. So when I moved to the bigger guitar, I was like, what did I do?
Is that a standard tuning?
Yes, it is.
Very nice. What kind of guitar is that?
Breedlove. It's
Breedlove.
Yeah.
What is it? Reproduce.
It's actually a mandolin, a luthier, and organ.
And what is this?
That's a bit of a credit card that's holding my E up and stopping it from buzzing.
Okay, that's what I thought. I thought it was a piece of paper or something. Cool. Very nice, Tony. What kind of bass you playing?
This one is a Fender Jazz.
Now, it's very interesting to me because most bass players nowadays play a five string.
Right.
But you've got a certain mechanism on that.
Oh, yeah. I just put it on there because actually the G string broke. So, like, I took the E one and put it there, and then I bought this thing.
So, what does
that
do?
That's the reason why I did. Well, this just it tunes it down to D.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't work for if the song was in C, though.
not really, not.
Cool. Is that your main axe?
For right now, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have another one, but no.
So you're strictly a Fender Jazz bass person?
I like P basses, too. You know, I don't have one, but.
What kind of drums do you play?
It depends on the gig, you know, what I'm playing. But this is my go-to snare. This is a 1970s Ludwig Superphonic snare drum.
What's your kit, basically?
My main kit is a DW kit.
DW?
Yeah, Drum Workshop.
Okay.
It's high-end. Good stuff.
What's your electric guitar?
My number one is a Don Grosch. He's I believe he's out of the Tom Anderson line of guitars, and then he started making his own. And it is sort of a Tele semi-hollow with actually kitchen countertop on top. So it's dual humbuckers, but it plays very, it's very versatile for everything from funk to country to rock.
Yeah, I have a 72 thin line Tele copy, which is basically a Tele that's semi hollow with two humbuckers.
Yeah, great guitar.
You guys ready for the next song?
Sure.
Yeah. I gave you a break to catch your breath.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah, well, I know you guys are sweating.
Just
one blowing.
Yeah, I'm just gonna detune this.
Okay.
Hopefully, we're the same.
Yeah.
So you decided to go for the retune,
I guess
song.
So. Executive decision. All right.
Forgive us if we make mistakes.
Take a moment, get it really in tune. You'll be glad you did.
What's it usually in?
G.
Oh, okay. I love these things. How's the guitar playing? I'm out of hearing. Okay. Great.
Cool. There you go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Ready?
Onion unplugged. The drama. My favorite part. How's Tony going to get his strap off his arm? Back on his shoulder? Is it going to impede his playing? And then you took that strategic break in the song. Now, did you do that on purpose just so he could get it up? Or is that part of the song?
You know, so much is always going on between these guys that I don't even know about.
But he
That's right.
Awesome job.
Thank you.
Thanks.
you know, it's just, it does my heart good to have really good musicians come in, showcase their work. We got to wrap it up. Do you guys have any last words you want to say to the audience? Anything you want to speak to them about music?
I'd like to shout out to Carl Burnett. He's another musician, local musician, around the area. He's a guitar player, writer, and stuff like that.
And where can we see him?
Like the next time he's playing is Bella Havana in Yonkers.
Okay.
I'm not doing a gig, but, you know, he's playing there.
Well, the more people he gets, the more gigs he does, and the more likely he'll hire you.
That's also friends of Danny and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know? Okay. Real quickly, anyone you want to shout out?
Not really, but if you go on all of our MySpace pages, you'll find some really great musicians, people that we work with. So, they're all cool. So, check it out.
Thank you so much for coming down, guys.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
And
enjoyed it.
Good luck.
Support live music.
Yes, that's right.
We're out.
That's it?
No, okay. I don't know what happened.